Okay. So today we're going to look at something a little bit different. It's about birthday drama.
Interesting.
And specifically, the digital version of birthday drama.
Okay.
We have this snippet of a group text exchange,
Okay.
and it's about Alyssa's birthday. So
Yes.
Alyssa's inviting everyone to Crocs,
Yeah.
and it sounds like there's a deal on drinks there.
Yeah.
So
It's going to.
on the surface, it seems pretty simple. You know, invite your friends, get some drinks, celebrate a birthday.
Yeah.
But as I'm sure we all know, online communication
Right.
can be tricky.
Absolutely.
It's a minefield.
Yeah.
And this one kind of blows up.
Oh,
So
okay.
we're not here to judge anybody
Yeah.
or to tell anyone what they should have done or give advice or anything.
Right.
Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to try to break down
Yeah.
the communication dynamics
Okay.
that are going on here
Interesting.
and hope learn a thing or two about how people behave online.
Okay, great.
So
Okay.
we have this invitation from Alyssa,
Right.
and she seems really upbeat about it.
Right.
But then we have these responses from Trey and Andrew,
Right.
and they're pretty dismissive.
Yeah, their responses are really
It makes
interesting.
you wonder,
Yeah.
what's going on there?
Exactly. Are they just not interested? Like they just don't want to go?
Yeah.
Or is there something else there?
Yeah, or is it maybe like some kind of like playful banter?
Beautiful banter that's gone wrong.
Yeah, that's gone wrong
Yeah.
because it does feel a little
Well,
bit
yeah.
provocative. You know, you only get one day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right. And then that
And
gif,
then the gif.
that you get nothing gif.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's just their style. But
No.
it definitely
It's definitely warm.
isn't warm.
No. And I think one of the things about online communication
Yeah.
is that you don't have those nonverbal
Oh.
cues.
Exactly. You can't hear their tone of voice. You
Right.
can't see their facial expressions. You know,
Yeah.
all of those things that help you understand
Exactly.
if someone's joking or if they're
Yeah.
serious. So
That makes it.
it makes
I
it
don't
really
like
difficult,
to interpret what's
yeah,
going on.
to know what's really going on. And then, you know, Amanda jumps in.
Oh, yeah.
And
Amanda's comment is interesting.
her comment is loaded, let's just say.
It is.
I don't know why she's so upset you refuse to come
Right.
when neither of you bring anything to the table anyway.
Yeah. I
Or
mean,
put on the air.
it seems like there's some history here.
Right.
Maybe Trey and Andrew haven't really been the best friends
Yeah.
to
Well,
Alyssa.
they haven't been fully participating
Yeah.
in the friendship.
Yeah, maybe there's some
Yeah. And maybe there's some
resentment there.
unspoken expectations
Yeah.
that haven't been addressed.
Alyssa expects them to be a
Yeah.
certain type of friend,
Right.
and they're not living up to it.
Exactly. And this is a good example of
Yeah.
what we call the negativity bias,
Oh.
where those negative interactions, like not showing up for your friend,
Right.
carry more weight
Yeah.
than the positive ones.
That's interesting. So,
Yeah.
like, all those times they did show up, no
Exactly.
matter as much.
Don't count as much.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah.
when they're dismissive here,
Yeah.
it really kind of magnifies
Right.
all that past resentment.
Yeah. And then, of course, things escalate.
Right.
Alyssa calls Andrew
Yeah.
the least deserving asshole.
That's
And it's right after he says,
yeah.
we don't care about birthdays anymore.
Right.
So that's
Yeah.
where it goes from like
Yeah, it goes from
passive aggressive to just like
passive aggressive to just straight up
straight up aggressive.
aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this is a really good example of what we call emotional flooding.
Oh.
So
Yeah.
basically, Andrew's words trigger such a strong emotional response in Alyssa
Yeah.
that she basically just reacts
Right.
without really thinking it through, you
Yeah.
know? The asshole comment,
Yeah.
it might not even be about birthdays, right? It might be more about feeling undervalued
Yeah,
or
like clash of philosophies.
a conflict of personal philosophies.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Alyssa's like,
Yeah.
we need to celebrate these milestones,
Yeah.
these shared experiences. And
Yeah.
Andrew's like, I'm more minimalist. I
Yeah.
don't need all that.
He's practical.
Practical over sentimental.
Yeah.
And so they're just talking past each other
Right.
because they're coming at it
Yeah.
from such different perspectives.
Yeah. And then there's Trey,
Oh, yeah.
who seems less concerned with like the emotional drama.
He seems less concerned with the emotional stuff.
Yeah. And more concerned with getting content
Right.
for his AI podcast.
Content for his AI
Yeah.
podcasts.
He keeps asking
Yeah.
for content.
Give me content. Like
Yeah.
he's almost using this as like
Yeah. Feels like
a social experiment.
yeah. Like,
Yeah.
look at these humans
Right.
interacting
It's
in
kind
these
of,
weird
it's like
ways.
this performative aspect
Yeah.
of online interaction.
Yeah.
Where, like, because they know.
Right, because you have this audience.
Yeah, they have an audience.
This broader audience.
Yeah.
So you're always kind of performing
right.
for that audience.
Yeah.
And so it makes mm-hmm. you hyper aware mm-hmm. of how you're presenting yourself.
Yeah.
And so
they're creating.
Right, right.
And so the content
makes you want to create content.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Yeah.
That's engaging.
Yeah.
Even if it means
yeah.
sacrificing genuine connection.
Right, or empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Or maybe we're yeah. unfair triering.
Maybe we're being too hard on him.
Yeah.
Maybe he's genuinely interested.
Yeah, like maybe he's really interested.
In how AI,
in AI.
Could analyze these interactions.
Yeah.
Like
a research project for him.
Like a research project or
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And so it
yeah.
really highlights like yeah. the blurred lines.
Between just yeah. wanting to know something
yeah.
and wanting to create content.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like, is he really curious or is he just...
The situation really embodies that yeah. tension.
Something that'll go viral.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think of the...
Yeah, what are the
key takeaways from this whole...
The key takeaways from this whole...
Birthday drama,
okay. I think, for me. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It really underscores how important it is
yeah.
to communicate clearly
mm-hmm.
and mindfully.
Yeah. Especially online.
Online.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy
yeah.
to misinterpret things.
Right.
When you don't have those yeah. nonverbal cues.
Yeah, you don't know.
You know, if someone's...
If they're being sarcastic, if they're joking,
yeah.
if they're serious.
Yeah.
And it can really escalate yeah. conflict.
And also, I think it shows how
yeah.
the different values
yeah.
and communication styles of
yeah.
people in a group...
Within a group.
...can cause problems.
Yeah. Especially...
Especially if they don't talk about it.
When those expectations yeah. aren't addressed.
Like Alisa expected something
right.
from Trey and Andrew.
Right.
And they didn't deliver.
And they didn't live up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with Trey,
right.
it's like
That awareness
of the
being online.
Yeah. Of the audience.
Yeah.
Can really change
yeah.
how you interact.
Right.
Because you're not just
yeah.
talking to your friends.
You're putting on a show. Yeah.
And that can lead to
yeah.
prioritizing
yeah.
performance.
Right. Over authenticity.
Authenticity.
Yeah. yeah. Like it's more important to be entertaining.
Right.
Than to be
a good friend.
Yeah. Exactly.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does make you wonder.
How much of our online selves
right.
is really us?
Yeah.
And how much of it is just
yeah.
a performance
right.
for the audience?
For the audience.
Yeah, how does that then affect our real life relationship?
Right, offline relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a lot to think about.
Yeah. As we navigate.
Yeah, as we navigate.
The digital world.
This crazy digital world.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all the time we have.
All right.
For this deep dive.
Yeah.
But keep thinking about these things.
Yeah, keep thinking about it.
Yes. Is there much of your
rhymes.
Online self is real?
Yeah.
How much of it is performance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
how does that affect your real life?
Affect your real life.
Yeah.
Okay. Until next time.